advantage of that promotion I was telling you about. Let me go ahead and grab that with David here real quick to share with you the details.
Yeah, thank you, JP. Hi, James. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic, partner. I appreciate you for asking. So my name is David, and I'm the director here for the state of Texas. It's definitely nice to meet you. Now I'm going to get your listing pulled up out of 75043 so I can answer any questions and get you the meat and potatoes, which is going to be the pricing. Right, James?
Okay.
All right. So let's see here in Garland, Texas. Okay. Now, I see you're doing commercial plumbing. Is it all commercial, or you're up for residential as well, industrial?
We're trying to focus on residential. It's the company's DFW Commercial and Residential Services. That's gotcha. What it's supposed to be.
Yeah, so what we have you online under is under, like, the Google Business Profile. You're showing under DFW Plumber, right? So we can definitely help you out with editing, you know, some of the names of the businesses, things like that. I mean, I do see that
right.
you're listed in a couple of different places. Some of them say DFW Commercial Plumbing. Some of them say DFW Plumber, things like that, right? So what we want to do is make a clean sweep of the web to where they're all going to match up the same. So that way, whenever customers find you, they always know it's the same business, right? That's obviously going to play a big advantage. It's not just that. It's going to keep us from getting suspended. Because have you ever gotten a suspension before on your Google Business Profile?
No.
Okay, well, that's a good thing because, I mean, right now, you could be flagged just because in a couple of areas you're named in different names of the business, right? So that's something that Google can pick up on. But we'll handle that, right? No big deal. We want to make sure that doesn't happen to you. So let me see here. In DFW, what we have to offer you and the main reason why you're on the line with me in the first place is because you're pre-qualified for the Google Guarantee, right? Are you aware of what Google Guarantee is and how it works?
No.
Okay. So Google Guarantee is a program. It was made specifically by Google for small to medium-sized businesses to be able to maximize return on investment using their network. So what they do is they partner exclusively with a certain amount of businesses within an area, right? Now, the business has to be pre-qualified, and then it has to pass an application process. But once it does, you receive an exclusive check mark on your business profile that says Google Verified or Google Guaranteed, right? Now, what that does is it builds not just a mountain of trust with your customers, but also plays bullet points. That'll say you pass your background check, licensing check, and other areas that are required, right? So it'll help you build that trust with your customers. It also sends you exclusive leads where the customers call you exclusively. And when they're getting routed over to you, what they hear is you're now being routed to a Google verified contractor. Now you'll find in the DFW area and around the Garland area, you're going to have high-end homes, high-end neighborhoods where those customers are exclusively searching in the Google Guarantee Network because they're not going to be charged extra to find your businesses, but they know one thing. Google has already done all the verifications and it's partnered with you guys exclusively, right? So that's why they go with your companies. So that's one of the reasons that this program does maximize a return on investment. And secondly, I mean, let's just go ahead and pull up the pricing here. It looks like we're 75043 and we're going to be at $50.67 per qualified lead, right? Now, the beauty of that, the way it works is you don't receive a bill at the end of the month. What Google asks you for is to set a budget for your business. Now, the minimum budget that they ask for new companies when they come in would be for 13 leads, right? Now, 13 leads at 5067 would put your budget at $661. Now, the benefit of having that budget is it's a protected amount that goes on your Google Business Profile. It's used exclusively for your leads. So as you receive a qualified lead, it would be deducted from your budget. Once you use about 7 of those leads, you'll start getting an update letting you know you've used a little bit more than half. You can go ahead and re-up your budget at this point, right? So it's kind of like a prepaid gas card, pay as you go, but you're just using those leads off of your budget. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now, in the rare case, if you've ever done a pay-per-lead program, right, you know that sometimes you can get a spam call to come through. They'll call you about a service you don't provide. Maybe they're out of the service area. And traditionally, with other pay-per-lead programs, that consisted as a qualified lead, even if you didn't speak to anybody. With the Google Guarantee, it does not. So if you ever receive one of those phone calls, if you're not able to speak with a customer, you know, if you don't schedule a time to provide either an estimate or a service, you never charge for that lead. That's the main benefit of this program as well. It is a true pay-per-qualified lead program. These leads are turning over at about 92%. It's about 3 out of every 5, right? So when we talk about the return on investment, especially in your industry, I mean, if we're doing some plumbing, we can turn over a lead at 50, 67. We're definitely going to be able to make some money there, right? Now, I did hear that you're having a website built for you. You know, I don't know what they're charging you, but I'll tell you right now, when you sign up with Google Guaranteed, you have exclusive access to an umbrella of services, right? Now, the umbrella of services comes at a flat rate of $249, and that includes the website where they'll buy out the domain and build out the website. If you own a domain already, they can use your domain, which would stay yours. They would just obviously build the intellectual properties within the site. They will also host social media for you, which is like a Facebook business profile. You'll be activated on Google, Facebook, Bing, and Apple. With Apple, you'll get Siri, which is your voice search. You'll get Safari, which is the browser, and the Apple Maps section. You'll also get Amazon.
Right.
Number one search with Google as a verified contractor, you get access to all those services.
Oh, wow. I tell you what, is there any possible way I can give you Diane's number and you give her a call? That's my partner, because I'm pulling up on a job and I'm driving. If I give you her
number,
give her a call, and I'm going to tell her you're going to call her, because we're using Angie's right now. And I'm not putting Angie's down.
I know.
It's not working out for me.
I know. And it'll work different for everybody, right? Here's the deal, James. So I'm in my late 40s, right? And I started building businesses with marketing, you know, back when we used to sell the yellow pages. And I mean the real ones that were delivered on your driveway, right? So I don't know how old you are, James, but we used to sit down and I'd have a business owner at my desk, shake hands, a cup of joe, he'd leave with a full page. That was great, right? Times have changed a little bit. Now, when you get the pay-per-leads, like in directories, do a search in your area. You'll see where the customers are actually finding you. It's going to be at the very bottom of the page, right? So these are more customers that are looking for – they understand one thing. HomeAdvisor is going to send out their information to 4 or 5 companies, and they all have the same accreditation. So whoever's going to give them the best price is who they're going to go with. What we aim to do is get you out of those type of customers and get you with the customers who want the service now from one reputable company. You know, we use geofencing to target specific neighbors. So I'd love to speak with your partner because I'm one of the guys that feels like everybody needs to understand what's going on and have the best educated decision on how we move forward, right? So I'd definitely love to speak with her. What'd be a good number for her?
It's 214-912-6987. Okay. Her name's Diane.
So you said that was Diane? Diane Hicks.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's for Miss Diane. Now, if you'd like, James.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to say, if you like, James, I can send you out a quick email with the proposal. So you got it online already. And if she has access to the same email address, I can have her pull it up and take a look at it. I'll have all your numbers, the information that's pertinent to your campaign.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Let me give you her email real quick.
Okay.
And mine. It's two different ones right now. Hers is D1HITT@, I believe hers is gmail.com.
Okay.
And mine's Bubba, B-U-B-B-A-R, .Ashton@yahoo.com. Now, we're building a company one. Like I said, we're not the, you know, we're still fairly new, but we're doing it. We got some good commercial customers going, so.
Nice. So for Diane's, when you said D1, is it the number one or are we spelling out the word one?
No, it's number one. Number one.
Okay. D1HITT@gmail.com. And then I have you down at BubbaR@Ashton.com.
BubbaR.Ashton@yahoo.com.
Oh, okay. BubbaR.Ashton. at yahoo.com. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So I know you're at your customer's house, so I'll go ahead and I'll get on this for you. I'll give Miss Diana and let her know we had a conversation, and I'll go ahead and send out your email with your number.
Okay. I appreciate you. I think I'm losing you.
Get you taken care of. I'm off the bottom of the email right over to my desk.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. Have a good one, partner. Speak to you soon.